The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host, and today I'm delighted to welcome back my good friend, Dr. Eric Karlstrom. But before I bring him up, I would like to thank Mary for her recent donation. If you are able to help keep the show on the air, folks, please go to andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com and click the banner at the top or scroll down on the right and check out the books I have there. So that being said, Eric, are you with me?
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Andy. This will be our 54th extended conversation here over the last five years now. So I'm very, very happy with all the truth we've just been pouring out. And, of course, now that's all being countered with the machine gun volley of lies by the mainstream media and by so many sources. But all we can do is try to hold on to the truth and help each other understand all these operations that are being thrown against us. So Godspeed to you for hanging on, and I'm sure things are getting difficult in where you live and just all over, you know. So we are really in extraordinary times. I would say it's a hostile alien global takeover, SOS. That has a double meaning. SOS, is, of course, is the old telegraph symbol for help, and SOS also stands for Synagogue of Satan. So it's the tares versus the wheat. We can see now it's the seed of the serpent versus the seed of the woman on the planet writ large, and we're in trouble, and we've got to do the best we can to respond as well as we can with the facts, and I think with faith and courage, summon all the resources that we can have, you know, put on the armor of God, etc. We're in for it now, aren't we?
We certainly are, and I think that there's been a lot going on. I listen to a lot of shows. I'm aware of a lot of different people being attacked, their networks attacked, things like that. And very troubling times, and they can get very annoying, obviously, when you're just trying to get the truth out. But what we all need to take heart from this is that despite all their attacks and all their deplatforming, all the ways that they've come after us, we're still here and we're still fighting, and they're just enraged about it because we have one thing that they don't have. We have the truth on our side, and we have God on our side. And that's something that they'll never have. So we're seeing these lies ramped up and up and up. But folks, when you see all these attacks, rather than thinking, you know, this is desperate now, we're not having an effect, they wouldn't be attacking you if you weren't having an effect, okay? That's why they're doing it. They're annoyed at the effect that you're having despite all the stuff that they've thrown at you. So, you know, hang in there, everybody. And for those of you who have faith, that is the greatest defense I have against these people. I pray every day, and I encourage you all to do the same. And let's, as Eric said, put on the armour of God and go forward together. And don't let go of that truth that we've fought so many years to get out, because it's been getting there, and that's why we're getting this. Back to you, Eric.
Absolutely. And the work you've done is stellar, because I think that, you know, in this modern age, These ideas, these truths that we've been putting out, they travel around the world much quicker than ever before. And, of course, the enemy can't stand that. And when I say the enemy, I think we are dealing with, you know, the whole pyramid with Satan on the top and the powers and principalities who have their, you know, human agents and minions. And, you know, that's been right on the dollar bill since the 1930s, you know, the New World Order. So we're in the New World Order now, and it is horrific and it's horrendous. It's been built up around us. Covertly now it's being rolled out. And if you don't mind, Andy, I'll just kind of go through what I think are some of the great weapons that are now being unrolled against us.
Can
and
I
then
just...
maybe we can hopefully talk about our response and our strategies, our solutions, our best defenses. But first we need to know, you know, who the enemy is and what his weapons are and what his goals are. So if you don't mind, I just wrote this last night, but I've got now
1,600
posts on my... Yes.
Yes, sorry. No, we're on a different line here, folks, so it's a bit more tricky than it usually is. I just want to preface what Eric is about to say. He's very excited that he's, in literally the last few days, he feels that he's been putting the pieces of the puzzle together. So this is going to be very important, what Eric's going to tell you now. So, Eric, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. So I've got about 1,600 posts now on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. And I don't know, 500 or 600 on my 911nwo.com website. And, you know, about that many on my naturalclimatechange.org website. Of course, these are all addressing, you know, these gigantic lies that are served up to us by, you know, the United Nations and these other globalist entities that want one world government and actually want to terraform the earth to make a post-human world. So our species, the crown of God's creation, is very much at risk now, especially with these vaccines that are being rolled out. But yeah, let me just say, by far, we're right now in by far, I think, the greatest and most radical totalitarian, communist, fascist, hostile takeover in human history. And I think that all roads point back to the International Zionist Criminal Syndicate comprised of, you know, mafia Jews, Masons, Satanists, secret societies, etc. And they're behind the major globalist institutions, the UN, the Federal Reserve, the IMF, the CIA, the CFR, the World Economic Forum. And unfortunately for us in America, the U.S. military and intelligence agencies, very, very much on board. The U.S. government itself, very, very much on board. Just look at their own rhetoric. For years they've been saying we want full spectrum dominance. That's U.S. policy. And, the military says we want to master the human domain. You know, that's the Jade Helm 2015 exercise that's supposed to be run by AI. And then, you know, the NSA says we want total population control, and the CIA has been working towards total mind control of the population since the Macy conferences back in the 1940s. And that's the connection I really have made recently between the Macy conferences of the 40s and the MK Ultra of the 50s, 60s and onward with the current rollout of the vaccine, which is really a management operation for the entire world, how to manage the human population through direct link-ups between humans, with effectively chipping with this little tattoo that self-assembles, nanotech, which can be then essentially a chip. And you can be identified and tracked and traced with that. It will alter your DNA, et cetera, and you can now be patented and owned. And this is called cybernetics, the merger of humans and machine. And that's been going on certainly since the 40s. And that's the angle that I really would like to push today, is that this is a, 80-year plan. It's much longer than 80 years, but the technology has built up over the last 80 years, mostly in secret. Much of this is classified, but the information has come out. So all of this presages, I'm afraid, a radical new dark ages in which we have a feudalistic society with a very, very few extremely rich, powerful individuals who want godlike qualities. You know, they want to live forever and live as gods with digital enhancements. And of course, we know who those people are. And then they want to, phase the rest of us out, and they want to move to a system where, maybe 500 million or less or a billion of them have the whole planet to themselves. So it's a global extermination program. They want to move from a carbon-based, God-created world to a silicon-based world of their own creation. This is the Tikkun Olam, Hebrew word to reinvent the world, reimagine the world. We hear so much with the smart cities and everything. And these guys are always reimagining and use their imagination. And unfortunately, they have the levers of power. And the imagined world that they have is a world that is exclusively theirs. And this, you know, is very Talmudic. The Jewish Talmud says, you know, when our Messiah returns, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile slaves. We know all about that. But anyway, so the robber barons are behind this. The main institutions, the UN, Federal Reserve, World Economic Forum, they're using, I would say, many, many, many strategies simultaneously now against us, which are really the equivalent of nuclear weapons. They don't want to blow the whole place up with nuclear weapons because they want to live in it, but they have these others, you know, and it is a total takedown. It's been planned for centuries and millennia. Okay, let me just go through some of the elements here, maybe 12 of them. First, the financial equivalent of a nuclear war was the economic lockdowns that occurred in almost all countries on March 20th of last year. This is directives coming from the United Nations and the Federal Reserve and the World Economic Forum and the you know, International Zionist Criminal Syndicate that runs those organizations, the global corporatocracy. So they impose these economic shutdowns on the world in the name of course, this bogus coronavirus, which was made in the lab. So it is human tampered, does have HIV strains in it. And it was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland, our biowarfare lab there, at BSL-4, and North Carolina, where Birx is from, and then exported over to Wuhan, where it supposedly escaped. But all of this is part of the operation. So, you know, we know this from their own documents, Rockefeller documents, Lockstep 2010 lays out this whole scenario. And, of course, they had their event 201 prior to the COVID appearance in 2020, in the fall of 2019. And, you know, we can just go look at these events and these memos that were written prior to these events to find the guilty parties. I won't go through that right now, but we certainly can. The information's out there. This financial nuclear war, this economic warfare to shut down the world's economy. Well, why do they want to do that? Well, this is the great reset. This is the go direct now system where they're going to hook us all up with the nanotech and the you know, modified genetics in our body to the Pentagon cloud. And then they will be able to track and trace and control. And not only that, but they will be able to hook up their digital currency to our bodies and give us digital currency, in other words, the right to eat and drink and move around with a little freedom, depending on whether they approve of our behavior, which they can monitor 100% of the time, 24/7. And not only that, they can influence with these electromagnetic frequencies. And again, we can do a whole show on the Macy conferences of 1942 through 1953, but this is what it's all about. This is what in fact, most of the documents are redacted still from the Macy conferences, and we can identify the individuals involved, et cetera. And I would highly recommend people take a little bit of time at 3 hours and 42 minutes and watch a video called The Minds of Men, Aaron and Melissa Dykes, which traces this mind control project in the United States. Mostly, but it also in other countries. The Minds of Men, it's a documentary. And then they could go to one of my own articles called Mind Control, History and Applications, which I wrote in 2012. Between reading, and that's, both of these are on my websites, 911nwo.com and gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And if they watch those two, then they have a sense of what's been going on behind closed doors. It's very much a partnership between academia, the medical profession, psychology, neuroscience, engineering, mathematics, and the intelligence agencies and the military. And of course, the idea has always been to enhance and to control humans. So this is the subject of cybernetics, merging man and machine, you know, computer enhancement of humans, which allows you to, you know, enhance, to control them. And of course, putting chips, this has been going on since the 50s. But most people are completely unaware of this. So this is the big thing I've been excited about is I went back and watched The Minds of Men for about the fourth time. And I've got a complete set, fairly complete set of transcribed notes from that. And then I really saw the connections. Let me just stop at this point, and I'll read what they say, Aaron and Melissa Dykes. This is the Minds of Men, and this is in my preface where I have some quotes. They say, 1940s Macy's Cybernetics Conference vision. In the end, the whole of man can be controlled through his dependence on his environment. Okay, psychologists have figured this out. At stake was the unveiling of an entirely new paradigm, one which encompassed a holistic view of control that could potentially govern the world and the mind. The system they came up with required that individuals and society be placed in a common communications network. Of course, we have that now with the internet. It all centered around man-computer symbiosis, cybernetics, an artificial nervous system for the entire planet, the hive mind. At this point, we realize, going back to the, I interject there, but at this point, this is their words, we realize that reality itself is not a fixed thing. As our nervous systems interpret the symbiosis and signals of familiar patterns and changes, continuously revising our image of the world. Thus, an artificial matrix is inherent, indeed, unavoidable. Man sought to control his own kind, in other words, enslave other humans, by way of understanding what governed his actions, starting with the neuron-based unit of mind-body communications. Cybernetics denotes the science of government. In the end, cybernetic modification of the human being makes information and its communication the key to control, making reality itself malleable, and our interaction with the technology at hand has created its own feedback derived from our interpreted reality. As this technology captures, measures, and analyzes, there's big data, the world around us, man is programmed and reprogrammed through continuous updates provided by his intermediary. By this intermediary and conditioning comes with it along with new reflexes. Ultimately, the underlying natural matrix is supplanted by an artificial one, born with the collective consciousness of mankind's total intent, goals, and purpose. If you can ever think of a more totalitarian vision, this was the vision of the Macy conferences back in the 1940s at the end of World War II. So this has been the main thrust of the U.S. government scientific research. I can make that argument. This is Dr. Ronnie Kilda, one of the, I think, most brilliant of all targeted individuals, who was head of chief medical officer of Northern Finland, and who wrote a book called Bright Light on Black Shadow, said, this is the main project, this is the main goal of the United States government. Okay, and yet the government has officially denied all this quote-unquote gang stalking and targeted individual stuff. Well, the gang stalking targeted individual program has been ongoing since the 50s, and these have been the human experiments that have led to the rolling out of this present system, which, of course, Bill Gates has his 060606 patent, which will hook up, you know, the all the biometric indices of the human body, you know, to the Pentagon cloud, so that we can be completely controlled and monitored. This is what the vaccines are about. This is what the COVID is about. This is all about turning humans into a race of cyborg slaves. And we've talked about this in the past. But now with my fifth viewing of the Minds of Men, it becomes very clear that this has been the goal coming right out of the United Nations. In fact, there was at the beginning of the founding of UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, 1945, there's a clip in there in the Minds of Men of a lady saying, the governments of the states party to this United Nations Constitution on behalf of their people declare that since wars begin in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that the offensive of peace must be constructed. So in other words, they're going to control everybody's mind to make sure there's no more wars. That's problem, reaction, solution, isn't it? You know, let's start a war, let's kill lots of people, and then we'll say it's so horrendous that we have to have a solution. And the solution will be the complete control of humanity. Isn't that phenomenal? That's the world we've lived in all our lives, Andy, but we didn't know it. Behind the scenes, we had the best and the brightest scientists working with the intelligence and military agencies to build this system up around us. And they have used these targeted individuals as the guinea pigs, the lab rats, as if we are, well, lab rats. There's no regard whatsoever. In fact, these people despise humans. So I personally believe we're talking about the seed of the serpent here. I think we're talking about a different species. We're talking about a takeover of planet Earth by a, quote, alien species. So this species, of course, has to lie all the time because they're among us. So the next offensive of a nuclear type would be onslaught of lies, psychological warfare, information warfare, now neurowarfare with neuroweapons, which is admitted by the military, Dr. James Giordano, we've talked about that. Hybrid warfare against the domestic population, that's all happening. And of course, the biggest of these lies includes the whole global war on terrorism. And of course, the state is the main terrorist. 9/11 fraud, the state did that. Man-caused global warming fraud, of course, that's to control energy and eventually phase out fossil fuels. In fact, very soon, so that we will have no energy base. And there's a one-to-one relationship between the use of energy and wealth. So if they can bring us down to zero carbon emissions, quote unquote, that means they can bring us back to pre-industrial revolution technologies, and they have to bring the population down to less than a billion because fossil fuels is what gives us our modern civilization, including agriculture. So, of course, the other UN-promoted frauds are the COVID-19, the pandemic fraud. There's no pandemic. The number of deaths in the United States in 2020 is about the same as the number of deaths in 2019. There is no pandemic. It's a fraud. In fact, they're counting everything as COVID, and they manage through fear and divide and conquer to control us this way. And of course, the mask fraud and the vaccine fraud, these are all part of that same larger fraud. In fact, COVID itself probably is a bioweapon. Certainly the vaccine's a bioweapon. And we know we have worked on biological warfare for a long, long time. And now they've put it all together, this gene-altering system in the injections, and the quantum dot tattoos, the Luciferian initiation, because Luciferase is an enzyme that goes in with the vaccines, which allows people to shine a little red light on you and see the digital barcode now, so you become somebody else's property. And David Spangler, you know, one of the New Agers, famous UN New Agers, said no one will get into the New World Order without a Luciferian or a Luciferic initiation. Well, this is it, folks. Take a vaccine and have a Luciferic initiation. That means go to hell forever. So we're really up against it now. So anyway, of course, these vaccines, we can do a whole show on that, and many, many are doing that. That information is out there. But the next major kind of nuclear assault, a nuclear weapon equivalent assault on us, of course, has to do with the mind and behavior monitoring, modification, and control, hooking people up to the Pentagon cloud. Those contracts are signed with Microsoft and the U.S. Navy and various things in 2019, as pointed out by Catherine Austin Fitz, a brilliant individual who nobody's better at following the money than Catherine. And she's been giving great interviews, which I have transcribed also on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. And she talks about, you know, the Go Direct system and how this was coming from the Fed and the UN and the World Economic Forum. And, you know, it leads to a very dark cybernetic enslavement kind of scenario. So that's why we have to step into the gap. Also, of course, they want to turn off our power. We're starting to see the rolling blackouts now in Texas, where it's quite cold and people are freezing. But basically, as I said, there's a one-to-one correlation between use of energy and wealth, and the whole green energy fraud is just that. Because if we bring it down to if we eliminate use of fossil fuels, that means that we remove the basis of our civilization in terms of its energy capabilities, because the sun doesn't shine all the time, the wind doesn't blow all the time. I taught human ecology for, you know, over 20 years, and I taught environmental issues. And, you know, I had to do a radical revamping of my thinking, because I came in there thinking, oh, fossil fuels are terrible. Yeah, look at all that pollution. Now I realize they're an incredible gift, and they're virtually free, and there's a lot of them. And as our friend Tex Mars said, you know, there's so much wealth in the United States alone in terms of fossil fuels that every American is worth $5 million just with that wealth by virtue of being an American citizen. But of course, they want to divide and conquer us with you know, men versus women, left versus right, young versus old, races, etc., so that we will have a civil war and therefore destroy all the liabilities that the government has. I mean, they've got all these contracts to pay us, you know, Social Security, FDIC insurance, and all kinds of things that are worth many, many trillions. So, as again, Catherine Austin Fitz points out, the CIA is now trying to orchestrate a civil war in the United States so that the American citizens will essentially tear up the contract with the government so that the government can slither out of these liabilities. So, you know, this is all very clever. And that's another revelation that I've come up with recently, thanks to Catherine. You know, it's very important to have this network. I listen to everything I can by Whitney Webb and Catherine Austin Fitz and others. And, you know, each of us has to kind of find our resources. But those are two I would recommend, and many others, too. And, of course, the targeting individual program has been to eliminate intellectual leaders, just a purge like communists typically do at the beginning of a Bolshevik-style revolution, but also especially targeting Christians and vets and patriots and constitutionalists. This is a secret civilian military warfare protocol we call gang stalking, electronic torture, but it's actually a soft kill, slow kill, silent kill, no-touch torture methodology with non-lethal weapons that goes back, you know, way back to the Soviet Union and before 1920s. And of course, the Stasi perfected it, and sort of the FBI with their COINTELPRO program. So we've talked a lot about this. I call it G5 for global government gang stalking genocide Gestapo. We're in it, folks. And now it's going to be radically ramped up, of course. We have now racial targeting. Now, whiteness means, according to our government, means being a supremacist and a domestic terrorist. So this is exactly the same program that we targeted individuals have been put through. The Department of Homeland Security, along with the FBI, partners with the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, which, of course, is Jewish, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and these very, very powerful Jewish lobby groups. And the Jewish lobby groups tells the DHS and the FBI who to target and take out. And this, of course, probably explains why I've been targeted, because I've been fairly, you know, I've got 5 websites and I've written about these kinds of things. So I would be perceived as a potential enemy or an enemy of the New World Order. But so, yeah, now this individual targeting is radically going to expand. Which is why it's so important to know about the gang stalking program. We've done many, many shows on this. And I've got my Lifeline Project, which is available on my music site, ericcarlstrom.com, which people can avail themselves of. There's 74 tracks of my narrations of what I think are the highlights and most important parts of my gang stalking mind control cults.com website, put to some of the tunes, kind of mellower tunes I've produced on guitar, banjo, and or guitar, piano mostly, and a little bit of banjo, not that mellow. But but basically, now we get the DHS, the FBI, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and now working with these secret civilian armies of spies and informants. And now, of course, that everybody's got a cell phone, they can easily be contacted with these phone apps. With a lot of them coming out of Israel and Israeli intelligence, Unit 8200, and, you know, their whole Silicon Wadi. We have our Silicon Valley now, which has partnered with American intelligence and runs pretty much the country, and they have their connections in Israel. So the national security state in America, as Whitney Webb points out, it's a binational. It's American-Israeli security. It's run by Eric Schmidt, of course, the Jew who founded Google. So we're really run by the Jews now, and were being taken down, as Netanyahu said, you know, when we're done squeezing all we can out of America, we'll let it dry up and blow away. Well, we're very close to the dry up and blow away part now that they've squeezed all they can out of us. And as I mentioned, another one of these nuclear bomb equivalents is this CIA-instigated civil war in America now going down. We, you know, have John Brennan, the former CIA director, you know, accusing Trump supporters of being domestic terrorists. And so, you know, there's the instigated civil war. And again, Catherine Austin Fitz says, well, this is so that they can, you know, promote a secession movement, which will break up the United States. And now the people who stole the $50 trillion, which she's documented, out of the United States coffers since 1995, can get away scot-free, slither away from this theft of $50+ trillion, because now they can eradicate the liabilities that they have, which is, of course, Social Security and all these other federal programs that Americans have paid into all their lives and actually own. You know, they're actually legally owned by the American people, but this group of, you know, the Jewish mafia, you might say, has stolen it. And finally, another one of these nuclear bomb equivalents now is this widespread imposition of the smart city technocracy of, you know, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, 5G, total surveillance, and now direct hookups between everyone in the Pentagon cloud. You know, there is some competition, I guess, between the U.S., Israel, and China, and perhaps the U.K., and I'm not sure about Russia, but, you know, to see who's going to control this in the future. Who's going to control the AI? Who's going to control the technocracy? Well, right now it seems to be the Jewish billionaires in America that are controlling it, but we'll see. And then number 12 I've got here is weather warfare, geoengineering, chemtrails, solar radiation management. And of course, the UN is all into the global warming fraud, which was a cover for much of the research money that went into geoengineering and space warfare. And of course, space is the high ground. So the U.S. wants total full spectrum dominance for whom? Not for the American people, but for the people that run the U.S. government, which I think we've shown is over and over again is the international Zionist criminal syndicate. So all the principles now that we see, the big front men for the UN and these agencies now are Bill Gates, you know, is Jewish, and George Soros is Jewish, and Mark Zuckerberg is Jewish. So we have, you know, the world takeover by the Jewish billionaires so they can live forever as gods. You know, it's kind of enormously complex and really pretty simple simultaneously. So this, I think, is a supreme test of humanity right now. How much abuse are we going to take from these bullies and cowards? They are the supreme cowards and bullies. I don't think they're human. I think they are the seed of the serpent. They have infiltrated and poisoned our institutions for a long time, and yet we radically outnumber them. And so if we can get educated and then begin to identify and isolate and try, as in punish, legally punish, and remove the abusers who are inhuman psychopaths and, in fact, human devils, then we might be able to have civilization for a little longer. But this is very much what's at stake. So I'll pause there, Andy. I know I threw out a lot, but I wanted to kind of try to tie all this together to see that this is an enormously complex plan. Yeah, I'm sure it's been in the works for thousands of years. But with technology now, they are very close to achieving it.
Yes, no, that was fascinating information, and it's great how you've tied everything together. And, you know, the vaccine issue, there's definitely something going on there that they're so desperate to get it into people, when they even come out and admit it's not been tested and different things like this. And it's the big media push. I've exposed it. I've brought it up on several shows this week. The UK government figures that are out there, last time I looked, Pfizer vaccine only. They say 143 deaths so far, and that's their official figures. And yet the likes of the BBC and the Daily Mail are literally, there was a BBC article criticising anyone who spoke out against the vaccine with their unfounded evidence and all this. Well, the evidence is there of the deaths, but you just choose not to put that out there because you want to get this into people's veins. So these people are complicit in the deaths that these media organisations are complicit in the deaths of these people. They're trying to get this stuff into us for a reason, and they've never done anything in the past for our best interests, so why would we think that they were going to do it now? But unfortunately, the majority of people out there, the vast majority sadly, they actually believe this nonsense, and I think that they probably tested it over a period of time to see how best could they get people to get this stuff into their veins voluntarily, and they did it under the, you know, premise that it would protect them against getting ill and potentially dying from something. That was going to be the only way that they were going to do it, and so consequently that's the path that they've chosen. And it's interesting how much links in with scripture. I mean, you know, I spoke with Paul English earlier in the week, and I read through the parable of the wheat and the tares in the book of Matthew, and you actually said earlier in the show, I made a note of this, the enemy who lives among us. And of course it talks about the wheat and the tares growing together until the harvest, and then the tares are bundled up and burned. They're the children of the evil one. But along with those go the other people that offend, and I think that this is probably where the vaccine may well come into play. This is, you know, my interpretation as I see it at the moment, because so many of these people are older people who would even identify as Christian, yet they're prepared to take something that you and I and so many others in the alternative media have provided voluminous evidence that it could well be the mark of the beast, 666, and yet they'll have it put into their veins. And I imagine that they're going to go along, they're the others that are talked about who are going to go along with the tares. So it's all very biblical. And then of course you touched on the 666 patent from Bill Gates, cryptocurrency using body activity data. 060606, they weren't fooling us there, but they seem to have fooled Snopes.com, unless of course they're in on the act. But anyway, yeah, it's all there, it's all scriptural, and it's all coming to pass. But the one thing is that while this all looks very, very bleak, they've never, this is their end game. This is what I think you mentioned about, you know, they don't want nuclear war because they don't want to wipe out all the property. They want to be able to live in that. They don't want to destroy it. They're not going to build it themselves. They've got the goyim to build it, and they're not going to want to have to lift a finger themselves to build it. So they think that this is the best way to get rid of a lot of people and still have all the, you know, architecture and places to live on the planet. And I think that this is really what the Samson option has developed into. The Samson option was initially back in the early 80s, of course, when they didn't have the control that they've got now, because all the time it's grown and grown and grown. So back then there was probably some people that were, you know, didn't think they could pull it off. So if they got found out, well, and then they got exposed, they would blow up all these different countries that threatened them, because they would take them with them. But now they see that their plans come to fruition. I think the Samson option has taken a different turn. Quite a lot to chew on there, Eric, but feel free to address any of those points.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We're on the same page and on the same wavelength. And, you know, the shows that we've done and that you've done and Hex Mars did, and, you know, so many attempts by so many people to educate the masses about what's really going on. There's such a almost a psychotic break between, you know, I mean, a psychosis, I guess, is when somebody has a worldview which doesn't conform at all to reality. So I would say that there has been a psychotic break, in fact, in terms of most of the population. In other words, the elite have been striving single-mindedly towards this moment for a long time. And this is what the you know, the Minds of Men video points out, and that these are plans that go back a long time, and now they're coming to fruition. And there has been this minority with this vision, this you know, Jewish universal empire, been working and working and working feverishly kind of behind the scenes. This is the predator parasite pedophile class. But just another example, you know, Whitney Webb did a nice little video recently where she kind of deconstructs the keynote address of the 2020 World Economic Forum, which was given by a Jewish professor, I think from Hebrew University or Jerusalem University, there it is, Professor Yuval Noah Harari. And she goes through and lets him talk. It's called Surviving the 21st Century. And then they comment on it. And I've got that loaded on my computer with, you know, a slight transcription. But I quote here Harari saying, "The rise of digital dictatorship will monitor everyone all the time. This danger can be stated in the following simple equation, which could be..." Now, this man is a historian, or a, he calls himself a philosopher, futurist historian. He's talking about a simple equation, which could be the defining equation of life in the 21st century. Okay, ready for the equation? It is. It's pretty simple. B times C times D equals AHH. Okay, what does that mean? Well, B stands for biological knowledge, which of course they've been working on like crazy, you know, over the decades, and more research money, grant money coming from the government, et cetera, from the NIH, from the National Science Foundation, all these international agencies. C equals computing power. Well, there's a lot of that now with the supercomputers, the quantum computers, et cetera. D equals data. And of course, the NSA wants data on everybody and everything, and China does the same. And Israel has a back door to the NSA's, all the NSA stuff. And then B times C times D, biological knowledge times computing power times data equals AHH, which is ability to hack humans. So this is what he's talking about. He's talking about this system. Okay, so we now have this cover story. This is how the intelligence operations work. There's the reality, and then there's the cover story. And of course, the cover story here is that there's this terrible pandemic going on with COVID-19, which is the common cold, but you know, you're not supposed to know that. And we have to all wear face masks and stay in our homes and social distance, et cetera. And now, to provide safety for everything, we have to now take this vaccine. Well, of course, that's the cover story. The reality is they want to get this material into your body so that this cybernetic vision of humanity can be realized. Again, going back, it's a long-term vision, I'm sure at least 100 years. So anyway, he goes on to say, soon a handful of corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. Humans should get used to the idea that they are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals. This is Harari says, this Jew, and he's the keynote speaker at the World Economic Forum, which right after that World Economic Forum in 2020, out came the COVID. So directly connected. In the coming decades, he says, AI and biotechnology will give us, that is the elites, godlike abilities to re-engineer life and even to create completely new life forms. After 4 billion years of organic life shaped by natural selection, you might say God, we are about to enter a new era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design. Then he says, our intelligent design, we are the new driving force for the evolution of life. Have you ever heard something so arrogant in your entire life? And yet this is stating the game plan of this scientific satanic elite, psychopathic. And of course, he actually refers to the rest of us as the useless class. He talks about hackable animals. The World Economic Forum talks about us as being the useless class. So we're about to be replaced in their overthrow of God's creation. So this, all of this, I think, just kind of evidences the Jews' racial superiority doctrine, which, of course, is expressed in their Talmud and Kabbalah, in which only they are gods on the earth and the rest of us are beasts. And it also, reflects their collective psychopathy and their historic mission of total world control, which is based on their system of, you know, satanic black magic, the Kabbalah, and that they're using these mind and behavioral control techniques, the G5 program, the GoDirect system, come the Great Reset, are tools invented for the purpose of enslaving the world's population, that's you and me, in order to reinvent the world, reimagine the world, tikkun olam, and establish their Jewish universal empire, which they've written about so vociferously for generations and centuries. Got many quotes on my website. And then, obviously, the global mafia, which we refer to sometimes as the International Zionist Criminal Syndicate, runs our countries and is playing a central role in ushering in this Antichrist system. So this is the system of the Antichrist. The people are trying to destroy Christianity again, of course. This is kind of the realization of Satan's five I wills in the book of Isaiah. You know, I will ascend to the Most High, blah, 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 we'll replace the Most High. And this is the setup, this is the system that's being set up for Satan's complete control of the earth. He wants to overthrow God completely. And his minions have been working, I'm afraid, harder than the Christians have been working. You have to admire or at least acknowledge their tremendous intelligence and tremendous dedication to setting up this Antichrist system. And they've been working very hard, and it's brilliant. And I believe they've been getting help from the fallen angels. I mean, this is, you know, I think the targeted individual program is fallen angel technology. You know, that's what I think, and I've been a victim of it. But I'll throw it back to you, Andy. They have no regard for human life, so I do regard them as a different species. They have, I think, been captured, controlled by the powers and principalities. So now we have humans versus demons on this planet, I believe, and I'm rooting for the humans. Of course, we have to. We're not smart enough to defeat Satan or the demons on our own, but with God's help and Jesus Christ, we can hope to stand in the gap at least.
Yes, well, I think that when you say there are different species, I mean, how more opposite could you be than the children of Satan and the children of God? And Jesus Christ said they're the children of Satan in the book of John chapter 8. So it's all clear. And then you also have so many different things in the Bible. By their fruits ye shall know them. Well, look at what they promote. Look at what they get behind. And every type of sin that's condemned in the Bible, they support. And then they turn around and say, oh, we're the Israelites of the Bible. We follow the first five books, you know, where all the laws are. Well, you don't follow those laws, you know. You do the opposite to those laws, and you encourage others to do the opposite to those laws. Or sometimes you do some of the laws, but you encourage the people you don't like to do the opposite by, you know, infiltrating their organizations and steering things in a direction that you want them to go, using the media to influence people in a way that you want them to go, etc., etc., etc. And we've only got 3-4 minutes left, Eric, but I think that the figure of people that die who've had COVID, isn't it something like it's got a 99.7% survival rate? Have you heard that?
Oh, yes. In fact, I've heard that if you're under 70, the survival rate is 99.8% or something like that. And if you're over 70, which I'm 71, it drops down to about 96.7% or something like that, you know. So in other words, the whole thing is a hoax and a fraud, and it's in your face. You know, it's 2 + 2 = 6, and it's this term that the Germans had for Weltanschauungskrieg, worldview warfare, the science of coercion. You're going to do what we say, even if it doesn't make any sense. In fact, the more outrageous and stupid it is, the more we insist that you do it. It's a matter of control and power and intimidation and coercion. So what we have is we have phenomenal bullies and cowards, as Kay Griggs pointed out. But, you know, we've just got a couple of minutes. Let me just mention for solutions. Now, look at our equation. Going back to our equation of the esteemed Yuval Noah Harari, who spoke and gave us this equation at the World Economic Forum just recently. He said in his speech at Davos, which is about hackable humans and data colonialism, he said that, gave this equation, B times C times D equals AHH, biological knowledge times computing power times data equals ability to hack humans. Okay, what's our best defense? Can we change the state of biological knowledge? No. Can we change the state of computing power? No. However, we can starve the beast of data. We can get off social media. Of course, that's all data, all collected by NSA and Israel. We can even, I think, jettison our cell phones because those are used to spy on our every movement. And of course, cell phones then become the principal weapon in the whole gang stalking, contact tracing operations, which are going on, whereby civilians we become our own prison guards. So, I would say that, you know, get right with God, repent, put on the armor of God, and try to get back to nature in the sense of don't fill all your time on your devices. Because when you're on your electronic digital devices, you are in their world. And that's the idea. This is the initiation of the man-machine cybernetic hive mind brain that they have been envisioning now for, you know, certainly since the 40s. So in effect, they've all captured us, you know, with these apparently very, you know, entertaining and powerful devices. But these devices can be our undoing. So, you know, it's like the cheese in the mousetrap. Yes, you can get all kinds of neat little programs on Facebook and see puppies play with each other. But the net effect is very, very bad for human beings and for culture and for our civilization, and especially for Christian civilization. Our Western civilization is Christian civilization. When we move to a post-Christian civilization, it will be a Lucifer, Satan-based civilization, not worth living in. And that's where they're moving us very, very, very quickly.
Yes, indeed. And before we go, I looked at the UK government table that's in the show post for Monday's show with Paul English, our first Limus show of the week. And at the bottom of page 52, I took the amount of deaths and divided that by the total reports. And then you move the decimal point two to the right to work out the percentage. And according to the UK government, 0.7% of people who've had the vaccine, because that's your total reports, have died. So it's quite of these total reports. So it seems quite interesting what is going on, and why don't the mainstream media want to report it? I think we answered that question for you today. So I want to thank Eric so much for joining me today. I want to thank all of you for listening. Eric and I will be back with you in a few weeks' time. It is, of course, the weekend tomorrow, so I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back with you all on Monday. And until then, folks, bye.